now. He's fair and balanced, and he's red, white, and true. Here is Alan Cohen.
And I want to welcome to our microphones Clint Curtis, computer programmer. Clint, thank you for being with us tonight. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me.
I want to hear your story. You claim that you were asked by now Florida representative, at the time he had a different position, but Tom Feeney, who was about to become the Speaker of the House in Florida at the time, this is before the 2000 election, to create software. You're working for a software company to modify the results of the electronic voting machines. Tell us what happened.
Well, at that time, Mr. Feeney was Speaker of the House, the head lobbyist of the company, and the corporate attorney. He wore a lot of hats.
For the company Yang, for which you worked at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
And the meeting with the voting software was one of the first ones I met him.
All right, so you had a meeting. What was the purpose of this meeting?
Well, he was basically come in and tell us how to bid contracts and to see if we could do whatever the technical thing he wanted done.
Right.
To get the contract.
What did he want you to do?
Well, in this particular one, he asked for a voting prototype, which basically had to run on Windows, be touchscreen capable. He didn't want any third-party hardware. You know, he didn't have to bring in a keyboard or a mouse or...
What did he tell you he wanted to accomplish?
He didn't. He just said he wanted this. And I assumed that he thought the Democrats had some sort of voting software out there, and he was trying to find out how to make sure that, you know...
All right, so you thought he was trying to ward off the Democrats stealing the election.
Right. Because I was a Republican. He was a Republican.
Right.
You know, rooms full of Republicans.
Are you Republican or Democrat?
I'm a conservative Democrat now.
Now, what were you back then?
Republican.
You were a Republican back then.
Been a Republican all my life.
So, you then got the sense that this was not the agenda, and there was a different agenda at work here. How did that happen?
Well, in the meeting, one of the requirements was he wanted the software to be able to flip the vote without anything showing in the source code. So if you looked at the source code, you couldn't see the fraud.
Right. How did you find out? You suspected at first he just wanted to ward off the Democrats stealing the election. How did you come to suspect, or you claimed in an affidavit that indeed his agenda was to have Republicans steal the election? What
right.
led you to that conclusion?
Well, after I delivered, I was under the impression he was trying to prevent the Democrats. So I wrote the software, took about a day. Then I wrote a report, handed it in to Mrs. Yang, the owner, and said, here it is, and this is how you look for the fraud. And she came out right and said that, you know, you don't understand. We have to hide the manipulation in order to get this contract because the programs needed to control the vote in South Florida.
Right. In other words, you couldn't, so nobody could find the source code, so nobody could detect it.
Right.
And you came up with a program where if you touch certain parts of the screen, you would then flip the vote.
Right.
But parts of the screen that where there was no buttons visible to the naked eye.
Right. So anyone could walk up the screen, look like they're voting, and flip the entire vote.
And again, do you have any proof that Feeney had sinister motives here? You're basing your comments on what your boss told you at the time.
Well, later on, I found out that Feeney was kind of willing to win at any cost. He was bragging about, you know, putting in the minority voting list, the felony list, so he could get the minority voters out, and he was going to make sure the police patrol.
But do you have any evidence that his efforts with you were to flip the vote or enable Republicans to steal an election, other than your boss saying, you don't understand, you got to hide the source code? That's speculative, but I mean, do you have any evidence that Feeney himself had a different agenda?
After I got to know him, yes.
How?
Because he will win at any cost.
But you're speculating. You're saying, this is a guy that I don't trust because he'll win at any cost, so I think this is what he was doing.
Right.
You don't have any proof that he was looking to steal the election.
Well, when you ask for a vote fraud program and then you brag how you're going to win this election by manipulating the people who can vote.
Where did he brag? Where did he say that?
He basically was bragging that he had the exclusion list in place for this election.
Where? Where did he make those claims?
Yang.
Made him to your boss?
Yes. They were old buddies. They've been buddies for like 20 years.
All right. Now, there are people inside your former company. Why did you leave the company? Why are you not there anymore?
Prior to Feeney showing up, things were weird. They were odd. You know, we had, like, people sneaking in the back doors and downloading information from NASA, you know, and odd things that didn't feel right, but nothing you could put your finger on. But after Feeney showed up, it just got completely corrupt.
All right,
and you know, it was time to leave.
This is before. So you left. You left on principle. You left because you felt that you were being asked to do things that were not in your conscience to do.
Correct.
Why is it then, after this, there was a 2000 election? This is before the election. Florida becomes the focal point. The whole election hinges on Florida. There are allegations of fraud at the time. Why didn't you speak out then?
Actually, I did. I reported this to, after I left, I went to Florida Department of Transportation. And at that point, I found out that the company had not only, you know, been doing shady things that way, they'd also been overbilling DOT. Tons of money. They even billed the illegal alien spy guy like $30,000.
Why weren't you just yelling, shouting from the rooftops about the election, which was being contested in the very state of which we speak, in Florida?
Because I'm a Republican, I do it the right way. I go to the authorities and say, this is what we have.
So who did you go? Did you go to the FBI? Did you go to the...
I went to Ray Lemmy at DOT, and he said he'd handle all the cross contacts, and I believed him. So that's where it's at for.
Why did you go to the DOT? Why didn't you go to the FBI? Why didn't you go to the police? Why didn't you go to the Attorney General?
I had more direct evidence on the overbilling and the illegal aliens.
So you went on the overbill. We're talking about an election, though. You're claiming that this guy wanted to throw the election, and then the election was thrown into a court because it was contested. Why didn't you speak out then about the issue of the election?
Well, I spoke to Ray Lemmy. He said he'd handle all the cross-referencing.
Why would you trust that issue to the Department of Transportation? They're not. Why would you go to the Federal Election Board?
Because I guess I follow authority. If, you know, if the person who was assigned to investigate this says they'll take care of, you know, contacting NASA, contacting the FBI, contacting everyone who needs to be contacted, I've done my part, I'm done with it.
Right. You claim that there were some meetings that took place here that has been disputed by people with whom you worked. For example, you say at a meeting with Feeney, where some of the stuff was discussed, a guy named Mike Cohn was there. Cohn says he wasn't there. So there's some dispute. That apparently Cohn told Wired News that the meeting never even occurred that you talked about in your documentation. And that he says you're 100% wrong. He never attended the meeting, and they knew nothing of any meeting on the topic that occurred without him.
Well, he probably, if you ask him if he knew there was a spy working at Yang, he'd say he didn't know that either, but we have emails that show differently. Because that's how he contacted me, telling me that Henry was illegal, didn't have to pay taxes.
The attorney for Yang, Michael O'Quinn, calls your assertions absurd and categorically untrue, calls you an opportunist, a disgruntled former employee, furthering an agenda by telling lies, and that you tried the same tactic in 2002 when you leveled other charges against Yang and against Feeney. That's what he has claimed.
Well, the disgruntled employee, I think, can be easily disproven. If you go to the Brad blog or Raw Story, they have posted on there. They actually threw a party for me. They liked me so much when I left. And you have the going away card, and the president of the company writes, "Good luck, and the door will always be open for you when you need."
Isn't it true that the city of West Palm Beach didn't use touchscreen technology in 2000?
I don't know.
That's what is apparently the case. They didn't use touchscreen. In fact, it was the punch card system that was being contested in West Palm Beach. So where is this touchscreen technology that could have thrown the election? Clearly, that program was not used.
Well,
in the election.
I don't know if it was used. I know that he has the intent.
Well, it wouldn't have been used if they didn't use touchscreen.
Write a different routine.
But they didn't use touchscreen technology.
So it doesn't have to be touchscreen. It could also be in the tabulation machine. All it is an algorithm that flips the vote.
Now, are you claiming here that the 2000 election was stolen and thus the 2004 was stolen? What is your goal here? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, what they need to do is to replace the machines with open source so that people can verify that they're real and provide a receipt so that you can recount the election. If they do that, they won't be able to steal it, which is the same thing I told Feeney back in 2000. is this is what you need to do to make sure no one is trying to defraud. You just get those two things done, and you're good.
All right, so you're not looking to overturn the election? That's not your goal?
I don't think there's a prayer of that.
Are you looking to, I mean, we certainly can't overturn the 2000 election. Are you trying to incontrovertibly prove that the 2000 election was stolen?
Well, I don't think it really matters at this point. I mean, the 2000 election's pretty much done. What matters is that what matters is that we return everything to a verifiable status so that people can feel that their vote is actually being counted again.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Clint Curtis. He is the computer programmer claiming that he was asked by Tom Feeney, who of course denies this, by the way, that to come up with non-traceable sourcing to change the way the machines work so that you can flip an election. 866-2-FOX-LIVE. Your call's coming up. I'm Alan Combs.
The truth, the left, the right, or is it you? Call and be heard at 866-2-FOX-LIVE. Done it.
I'm Alan Combs. We're talking to Clint Curtis. He is the Florida computer programmer testifying. In fact, you signed an affidavit claiming that you were asked by Representative Tom Feeney's office to create software to modify the results of electronic voting machines during the 2000 election. Why all this now, again, not 4 years ago? Wasn't this just as important, if not more important, 4 years ago, when we could have worked to have a better voting system in 2004? Why do you suspect now is this stuff is coming out?
I have no idea. I think people care now.
They didn't care 4 years ago?
They didn't care 4 years ago. I was, you know, writing the FBI. After I got fired from DOT, after I filed the whistleblower suit, then, you know, I no longer figured Lemmy was really working with me, so I contacted NASA myself on the spies, and I contacted the FBI, and I contacted Homeland Security, and no one really cared. Not about anything.
On your website, is it true you had a book that you wrote?
Yes.
JustAFlyOnTheWall.com, and that book is Revelations, no longer on the site?
Well, you can still get the book, but some people were thinking that I was trying to promote the book by getting this out, so I just dropped the promotion.
I actually have some of the book here, and you say that you claim that the company you were working for was spying for the Chinese government.
Yes. In fact, I think you can prove that because they actually physically billed for the illegal alien that was arrested for sending missile chips. In fact, pled guilty to doing it.
You also claim you had a dog that was killed?
Yes.
And you think there was retribution done upon you for this?
Well, see, it all becomes coincidence. In the book, if you notice, I call everything a coincidence because I had a lot of coincidences occurring after I started.
Who do you think killed you? Who killed your dog?
What was that?
Who do you think killed your dog?
I have no idea.
You have no idea who killed your dog?
I don't have anything to grab hold of.
You also mentioned a man by the name of Ray Lemke.
Yes, well, actually, his real name is Lemmy, but the book is all pseudonames to make.
Who is Ray Lemmy?
Ray Lemmy was the investigator for the Florida Department of Transportation. He's the guy that I reported all the stuff to in the initially.
And he's dead.
He's dead.
How did he die?
Supposedly, he drove to Georgia and committed suicide.
What do you think happened?
Prior to that happening, I'm a programmer, but I couldn't get a programmer job once I got fired for the whistleblower part. So I was stocking shelves at the dollar store, and he would come in and talk to me and keep questioning me and finding out all this, you know, everything he could find out. And just prior to him dying, he came in like, you know, 2 weeks before July, and he was saying, I got this tracked all the way to the top, you know, and you're going to be really happy with us.
What do you think he tracked it to? What do you think he was talking about?
He wouldn't tell me anything.
Next thing you know, he's dead?
Next thing you know, he's dead.
So you think he came up with evidence that there was rigging going on, he knew something, somebody knew what he knew, and somebody killed him?
Well, I think he went to a meeting, because if you look at what's in the room, I mean, he didn't take a gun, and he didn't take a knife. He took his little yellow note paper, which he always carried around to write on, and he took a manila folder, which he always kept his papers in. In the room, they're still there. There's nothing on them. They're empty, but they're stacked on this desk. Why would anyone carry that into a room to commit suicide?
Why was he, you use a pseudonym for him in your book, but now you're just openly and freely mentioning his name, so why?
Well, now that the press has gotten hold of it, he becomes public people. See, I couldn't expose him because they're all private people.
Who do you think killed him?
I don't know. Whoever he was investigating, whether
it's
the
same person who killed your dog?
Very possibly.
The people out to get you now?
Well, I don't know.
You getting threats?
Well, I had another dog shot the day I came to Washington and gave the affidavit in front of Conyers Committee.
John Conyers?
Yes. I had my German Shepherd shot. Now, I live in the country. People do hunt. Could it have been an accident?
Could this all be coincidence?
Could all be coincidence.
You don't think it is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We're going to open up our phones for our guest, Clint Curtis. Do you believe the story? And do you think there's that level of malfeasance going on in the electoral election of 2000 in Florida? 866-2-FOX-LIVE. Lines are open. We'll get to the calls when we get back. 866-236-9548 or 866-2-FOX-LIVE. Right to the phones upon our return on Fox News Live. I'm Alan Combs. We're talking to Clint Curtis. He is a Florida computer programmer testifying that he has. He was asked by Representative Tom Feeney to create software to modify the results of the electronic voting machines during the 2000 or before the election in 2000. Of course, this is before anybody knew Florida would be the focal point, right? You come out and you say all this stuff now. Nobody knew when this conversation with Feeney allegedly took place that it would all boil down to Florida.
No, I'm not sure that he was looking for the prototype for that particular election. He may have been looking for 2002 or 2004 or, you know, I don't know what he had on his mind. He was just looking to find a way to use technology to his advantage.
You know, tomorrow they start, the electoral votes start getting counted. There's allegations of fraud in Ohio, allegations of fraud in other states. Do you have a dog in that hunt?
Well, if they use the machines like I wrote my code, they will not be able to recount them because the code is odd. Whenever you take a total, you completely erase it.
Are you one of the activists hoping to overturn the results of the most recent presidential election?
No, not me.
You don't care one way or the other about that?
Well, I think if the Democrats really wanted to overturn it, they'd be a little more aggressive. If it were the Republicans, they'd be screaming and yelling and having a good time, but everybody on the Democratic side seems a little quiet.
All right. I'm not sure about that, but we'll go to the calls. 866-2-FOX-LIVE for Clint Curtis. I wonder how our audience feels about you now that they've heard your story. We begin with Jay in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello, Jay.
Hey, we're up on vacation. I live in Orlando, Florida, and every time I voted, we've always used the card system. As long as I know nobody around there is using digital. The second thing is, if this is such a big thing, why would he go to NASA and stuff? I actually work for NASA. I mean, we'd go to the other candidate. In 2002, I would have gone Dan Quayle or, you know, whoever was running, you know, against the other candidate for whatever seat.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't go to the Federal Board of Election, the FBI. You said you went to the Department of Transportation. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why didn't you go to the election authorities? Pardon me?
I mean, yeah, these people you went to totally lost me. I would have gone to the Democratic presidential election nomination.
Yeah, in fact, if you had this kind of information, why didn't you go to the Democratic Party? There were lawyers. Go to David Bowes. There were lawyers swarming all over Florida at the time. And a heavily contested election with the presidency in the balance, why didn't you go to the very people who could have benefited from this information at that time?
I went to the guy at DOT, and he said he would handle it and not to
But you saw that it wasn't being handled, and you saw that there was going to the Supreme Court, and you saw that once you knew it was going to go to the Supreme Court, it would be likely that they would have decided, as they did, throwing the presidency to Bush. So why didn't you at some point along the way intervene and say, look, this isn't what I really believe there's wrongdoing here. I need to go to somebody else who can get this done.
Well, because I didn't have any investigative ability to prove anything. I only had what I knew.
But that's the same case now.
It was the same way with the spy. I told people about the spy for 4 years. Until he got arrested, it didn't mean anything.
Well, he wrote the software, right?
Yes.
I know working at NASA, I write software every day. We always make a backup copy of our software so we can correct it, check problems with it, and everything like that. So if he really wrote this software, if he's a real programmer, he would know to save a copy of it.
Do you have a copy of it?
We were a secure site. I'm pretty sure NASA is too, and they won't let you take software off-site.
So
well, it depends on what the software basis is. Plus, also, you got to remember, NASA stuff is not that secret. If you got a satellite dish, you can log on to any of our uplinks and see what we're doing all the time.
All right, Jay, thank you for the call. Who has the software now? Who has the software?
I gave the copy to Mrs. Yang, and then a duplicate copy always went to Mike Cohen and what he does with it.
And Mike Cohen says he wasn't at the meeting you claim he was at.
He says there wasn't a spy at Yang either.
Thor in Monterey, California.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, listen on KMOI 1340.
Glad you're listening.
Yeah. Yeah. First off, I'm a conservative, and Alan, you're my favorite liberal. But anyways, I'm a computer science security professional.
Go ahead.
And I'm very concerned about e-voting. I think we really should look for other alternatives besides e-voting. I actually think the punch card system has a lot of advantages. But
right. Now, there seems to be a movement in this country toward the kind of voting like we do on ATM machines using that technology. Is this, Clint, a good or bad idea in terms of how we should vote in the future?
It could be a great idea.
If it's this easy to play with the software?
Well,
yeah, that's the problem.
If you validate it, if you have both parties look over the software, compile it on time, and offer...
But you just said you could hide the source code.
But the people have to see the source code before they compile.
What you really need to have is some kind of output from the machine, like a punch tape or something like that,
right,
that's independent of the electronic data in there that can be taken.
And in case of a recount, you've got the ability to have to be able to recount the vote.
I would count them every now and then anyway, just to make sure the machines are accurate.
Yeah, but the thing is with the punch card system is that those can be tabulated. And if there's any concern or questions about the computers that do the counting, you can take all those cards and go to another counting system. But anyways, I just want to say, Clint, you're not coming off very credible to me. You're talking about the modification to the code so that you can push a secret spot on the screen to flip the votes.
Right.
But is that just do that once? I mean, what happens if you push that again? Is it flip them around again?
Well, it flips them for whatever candidate you needed to flip it for. So you would select a candidate in a race.
Yeah.
You would go up and you'd hit, well, on my little prototype, first you unlock it, you hit the corner, then you hit the R, then you hit the S, and it would flip it so that the Republican candidate in that particular screen now had 51% of the vote.
All right, thank you for the call. Are you working now as a computer programmer?
Yes.
So someone hired you?
Yes.
So your career is on track again, and you know you're no longer being punished for being a whistleblower.
Well, I just got a job at a little company. I'm not making a six-figure salary anymore.
But you worry about it, huh? All right. Whoops. I guess we lost.
You dropped him.
It could be me because I'm a klutz. let's go to Carol in St. Paul, Minnesota. I think that was a guy in Dallas. I apologize. I think it was Doug in Dallas, and I apologize if I dropped you by mistake. Carol in St. Paul, go ahead.
Hi. I want to say that I've listened to Clint before, and I think he's very credible. You ask him questions like, why didn't he go to the Democratic Party with this information? You're asking.
Well, I would shout from the rooftops. If what you're claiming is true, I would have shouted it from the rooftops. I would have gone to the authorities, the FBI, the police, the Democratic, anybody who would listen. I wouldn't want to depend on one guy in the Department of Transportation.
Well, have you ever worked for the government?
Yes, because I pay taxes.
And you know, it's like
I work for them. I think till June.
About working directly for the government.
I get. I know what you mean. I know.
Yeah,
what you mean.
I mean, you go over your supervisor's head. You know, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. Okay, and I mean, he put it in.
But you already were a whistleblower. You're already blowing the whistle, Clint. You've already decided to be a whistleblower.
Yeah, he was. But he went to his supervisor. He did the right thing. He went to his supervisor, and he thought his supervisor was handling it for him. I understand how that works.
I just find it curious. It's coming out now. Just as they're counting the electoral votes in 2004, we've had 4 years in between during which Clinton, nobody's heard of you.
The senators now, and I can tell you this, these people do not understand what's been going on. They are so in the dark. They're just starting to get it now because all these activists have come forward and said these things to them. I'm you know, Bev Harris didn't come out with this stuff until after the election and started beating the drum about it. And you know, even despite everything she said, they weren't listening to her.
All right, Carol, thank you so much. Bob in Russellville, Arkansas. Hello.
Hey, I tell you what, I used to not like you. I said, boy, I said, oh, my land.
And now you love me, don't you? You can't get enough of me.
No, but at least you're fair. You're tearing this guy apart.
And, I'm not tearing him up. Just asking some questions.
Well, I know, and he can't. I like to ask him one thing. Now, in the very first of your conversation, you said that you wasn't fired, that you had a going-away party, and everybody said you were so great, and then you said you were fired.
No, I was fired from the job I took after that, DOT.
Well,
that's where I found out the contract.
And then you said that you didn't specify that. And then you said that you didn't go to anybody else. And then later on in the conversation, you come up and said, I went to the FBI, I went to this, I went to that, I went to everybody.
Well, that was after Lemmy let me down, basically.
They didn't let you. Well, I think your book was going.
Lemmy let you down. Didn't you say paid for this with his life, basically?
Well, he came back later, but after I reported all this to him and told him everything, instead of working to find out what the Yangs were doing and all that sort of thing, and I found out there was no investigations going on at NASA and the FBI they'd been contacted, and then we got fired, both me and the supervisor that had gone and reported this got fired on the same day, and it kind of, you know, I'm thinking, oh, Lemmy's not really on my side.
Well, how did the man commit suicide?
Supposedly, he lives in Tallahassee. He drove all the way to Valdosta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And rented a cheap motel room.
Right.
Sat in the bathtub, cut his left wrist, and put the blade on the left-hand side.
Okay. So that's basically that suicide. All right.
There was no blood on the floor. There was a towel laying down there with blood on a belt, but there was absolutely no blood on the belt.
I'd like to know who you think is behind it. You're talking about dead animals that you've had and a dead colleague. Who do you think did this?
To me, it sounds like he's just...
Well, I'm trying to get Clint to answer the question. Right. But, Clint, who do you think did this?
I don't know. It needs to be investigated. See, I'm not an investigator. I can simply tell you what I have.
Right.
Not very much.
Well, you're not an investigator, but, I mean, you've taken this on as a cause. You've got a mission here now.
Kind of, I guess.
I would think that you certainly have some theory about this.
Well, it's the people I'm offending is either Yang or Feeney.
All right, who can back you up on this?
On which part of it?
On any part of it.
Why have no charges been filed against Feeney if what you're saying is true?
Why haven't they?
Why have no charges been filed against Yang?
And why haven't they? Why does Yang still have a high security?
As a matter of fact, and by the way, thank you for the call.
Okay,
appreciate it. The Florida Commission on Ethics came out with a report October 30th, 2002, that basically clears Feeney.
Well,
of charges.
They cleared them, but they didn't even interview us. Didn't even interview us. They just said, well, we talked to him, and he said he didn't do it, and that's good enough for us.
Uh-huh.
But that might be because he and Jeb Bush were the ones who put them on that commission. The ethics commission isn't really much of a commission. It's kind of you get this job because you support.
What are you going to do now? What's your next step here?
I'm just going to try to keep getting the word out and hope somebody cares.
All right. I thank you for telling us your story here tonight, Clint. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much. Clint Curtis, we'll continue to take your calls. If you you buy it, we'll also get further into the Gonzales issue. Should this man be the Attorney General of the United States? And those hearings start tomorrow because we give you tomorrow's news tonight, and it is tonight. We'll be right back, and the lines are open at 866-2-FOX-LIVE. Wide open for you. 866-236-9548. I'm Alan Combs.
News Radio 970 AM.
I'm Alan Combs. The lines are wide open. 866-2-FOX-LIVE. You just heard Clint Curtis claims that Tom Feeney, Florida rep, asked him before he was about to be the Speaker of the House at the time in Florida, before the 2000 election, asked him to come up with some code, source codes to, he thought, the Feeney was trying to ride herd on Democrats about to steal an election. And then he came to the conclusion that Feeney was trying to get Republicans to steal an election. A lot of questions remain, and he also claims he lost animals who got killed, and coincidence? Who's to say? And that someone to whom he told this at the Department of Transportation was found dead in a cheap hotel room. If I'm ever found dead, I hope it's in an expensive hotel room, quite frankly, with room service. Anyway, it's 866-2-FOX-LIVE. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 866-2-FOX-LIVE, and Will in Nashua, New Hampshire. Now, how you doing, Will?
Good, Alan. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to say that I think Clint is doing a great thing for our country.
Clint Curtis.
I think he'll end up being looked at as a hero. People think that election fraud can't happen in a country like this. You know, they say that we should just get over it. We lost. But the thing is, we need to get this thing fixed.
I think we ought to find out on what level has election fraud taken place. Is he telling the truth? Is everything he's saying buttoned up? But but we've got to get a consistent way of voting in this country where everybody has similar technology, where it's not poorer counties, you know, there are more irregularities versus richer counties where there are shorter lines and fewer irregularities.
Yeah. We need to get rid of these voter machines. The states where we have been using voter machines since 2002, the actual results are so far off from what the exit poll results are.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Doug in Dallas. Doug, I think I hung up on you before. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Not a problem, Alan. I want to say thank you, and you know, you're the greatest. I'm a Republican, and I'm proud to say that I'm listening to you on the XM Radio 167 station.
There you go.
Hey, that Clint guy, he's got to go, man. He is something.
Didn't believe him?
No. I mean, you know, come on, a conspiracy theorist on a lot of stuff, but I mean, well, we do need to have some kind of new voting system. I agree. You know?
People don't get revved up about it because every 4 years after we vote, it goes away. We stop thinking about it. We get on to other things. We thought we got 4 years, and then 4 years before you know it, and it's back to the same old thing.
Look, we can go to a bank, ATM, and get us our money out.
How about being able to vote at home? We can just go on your... The problem is whether or not there could be more opportunity for manipulation doing it that way.
Well, there's probably some gonna... Yes. Somebody... Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that, yes, there probably might be some kind of manipulation if there is something like that. But we... Look, billions and billions of dollars each day transfer through ATMs. Now, is there any kind of loss of money?
No.
But I feel that if we were to have an ATM-style type deal...
With a paper trail. You got to have a paper trail.
With a paper trail that we could then definitely turn in, if volunteer or whatever, and then, you know, have it done like that. I feel it would work.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway,
appreciate your call.
Alan.
Thank you very much. And.